This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. President Joe Biden declared the Transatlantic Alliance is back Friday in a powerful speech seeking to reestablish the United States as leader of the West against what he called a global assault on democracy. The address to the annual Munich Security Conference, held by video link because of the COVID-19 pandemic, dovetailed with German Chancellor Angela Merkel's welcoming of a return to multilateralism after the confrontational years of Biden's predecessor, Donald Trump. Making his first major international address on foreign policy since becoming president in January, Mr. Biden said traditional U.S. allies should once again have confidence in Washington's leadership. He said from the White House, quote, "I'm sending a clear message to the world. America is back. The Transatlantic Alliance is back," end quote. Earlier Friday, in front of Group 7 leaders, President Biden pledged $2 billion to the COVAX Global COVID-19 Vaccination Program. He also discussed plans to reopen the world economy and counter challenges posed by China. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson told the G7 leaders the battered world economy needed to be rebuilt after the COVID-19 pandemic, with an ambitious plan to tackle climate change that would create millions of new jobs. The COVID-19 pandemic has killed 2.4 million people, tipped the global economy into its worst peacetime slump since the Great Depression, and upended normal life for billions. Meanwhile, the European Union is doubling its contribution to the COVAX Global COVID-19 Vaccination Program to $1.2 billion at the G7 meeting, a European source said. It's a pledge of further aid to support the fight against the virus in Africa, the source said. If you'd like more on these other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. At the Munich Security Conference, European Union Chief Executive Ursula von der Leyen said Europe and the United States should join together in the fight against climate change. She adds they should also agree to a new framework for the digital market, limiting the power of big tech companies. The United States' return to the Paris Climate Accord became official Friday, just 107 days after it left, and almost 1 month after President Biden told the United Nations that America wants back in. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said in a statement, its purpose is to, quote, help us all avoid catastrophic planetary warming and to build resilience around the world to the impacts from climate change we already see, end quote. While Friday's return is heavily symbolic, world leaders say they expect America to prove its seriousness after 4 years of being pretty much absent. Iran renewed its call Friday for the U.S. to lift all sanctions imposed by former President Donald Trump after an offer for talks from new President Joe Biden's administration. Thursday, the Biden administration offered talks with Iran, led by European allies, and reversed two largely symbolic steps against Tehran imposed by Mr. Trump as it sought to salvage a nuclear deal on the brink of collapse. The United States will begin rolling back one of former President Donald Trump's most restrictive immigration policies Friday, allowing in the first of thousands of asylum seekers who have been forced to wait in Mexico for their cases to be heard. President Biden pledged during his campaign he would immediately rescind the Trump policy known as the Migrant Protection Protocols, under which more than 65,000 non-Mexican asylum seekers were denied entry and sent back across the border pending court hearings. Most returned home, but some stayed in Mexico in sometimes squalid or dangerous conditions, vulnerable to kidnapping and other violence. Now they will be allowed into the United States to wait for their applications to be heard in immigration courts. Pfizer and BioNTech have asked the U.S. health regulator to relax requirements for their COVID-19 vaccine to be stored at ultra-low temperatures, potentially allowing it to be kept in pharmacy freezers, they said Friday. Approval by the Food and Drug Administration could send a strong signal to other regulators around the world that may ease distribution of the shot in lower-income countries. Britain's Prince Philip is expected to stay in a London hospital into next week, a source told AFP Friday, 3 days after the 99-year-old was admitted after feeling unwell. The Duke of Edinburgh, as he is formally known, remains in good spirits, a Buckingham Palace source said. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.